Weather conditions across the Midwest contrast a little bit this morning, with eastern areas dealing with some strong westerly winds and cloudy skies, while the western portions of the Corn Belt are mostly fair and temperatures are a bit cooler out there because of the clear skies. Temperatures this morning ran into the upper 20s and 30s in the western portions of the Midwest, while temperatures in the east were running mostly in the 30s and 40s at this time. And the cooler air will overspread the region fairly quickly, but we'll find ourselves looking at some warmer weather as we go forward through this week because of a new weather system that will be headed towards the region as time moves along. Most of the afternoon temperatures today will be held to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. The only exception will be in Missouri and portions of Kansas and Nebraska, where temperatures will get up into the 60s. And that's probably going to be our weather as we go into tomorrow and Wednesday. Those 60-degree temperatures will work their way eastward, and highs on Wednesday afternoon will be in the 60s across most of the lower Midwest, with perhaps some lower 70s expected in some areas as well. And some of the computer forecast model data suggests temperatures over 80 degrees will be possible in the eastern portions of Kansas as we get into Wednesday afternoon. Well, the warm weather will stay with us for one more day on Thursday, but the northwestern portions of the Midwest will likely see a cool front come into play as we get into Thursday, and that will likely change the overall outlook for the rest of the week because that cool air mass will work its way southeastward, bringing cooler air back across most of the Midwest. In fact, temperatures when we get to the end of this week will be back into the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, with a couple of readings in the upper 30s in the far north. The lowest temperatures at night over this week will likely start off fairly decent, with running mostly in the 30s, and there could be some 40s in those warmer areas in the southwestern Corn Belt tomorrow morning. We'll see those 40s working their way through the heart of the Midwest on Wednesday and Thursday, but turn right around bring back cold air across the region as we get into Friday and into the weekend. The low temperatures then during the weekend coming up will probably be back into some 20s and 30s across parts of the region. Precipitation across the Midwest is expected to be varied. We will expect that some additional precipitation to occur across parts of the region as we go through the day today. That's precipitation will be mostly in Michigan, parts of Indiana, and some areas in Ohio. We'll expect the precipitation to work its way out of the region by this evening and certainly by midnight. And then we'll look for some clearing skies and some chilly temperatures tomorrow morning in those eastern areas. A strong southerly wind will begin to develop tomorrow across portions of the western Corn Belt and bring warmer air northward. Chance for some showers in the upper parts of the Midwest. That'll occur sometime late tomorrow evening. And the next storm system will likely begin producing rain across the upper Midwest as we go into Tuesday night and into Wednesday. That storm system will also pump moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, and eventually showers will erupt in Missouri and parts of Kansas and Iowa in western Illinois. Most of that will occur as we get into the day on Wednesday. The precipitation will be poorly organized initially. As time moves along, the low pressure center in the upper Midwest will move eastward across the Great Lakes region. We'll see a better defined area of rain and thunderstorms beginning to occur from the Delta into the heart of the eastern Midwest at that point in time. And that storm system in the upper Midwest will start pulling colder air southward so that rain changes to snow across the upper parts of the region. Most of the snowfall is expected to be relatively light. The moisture totals that occur across the Midwest this week are not expected to be excessively great. We'll look for some totals, though, in the north running anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches, and we'll probably see some heavier amounts of rain across the Delta and parts of the southeast as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.